AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and continuing on a, I guess this would be a third community connection for the morning. Of course, Chamber first, and then just finishing up with Commissioner Antle. And in from Rogers State University, I have a couple of guests. We're going to start with the more familiar name and voice, Angie Thompson, Development Director. Thanks for coming in, Angie.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And what's going on at RSU these days?
Well, lots is happening. You know, I'm the Development Officer for the Rogers State University Foundation, mm-hmm. and so I have the wonderful job of becoming acquainted with not just scholarship recipients, but also students. Work closely with our staff here in Bartlesville on campus, Rhonda Ryden, Brittany Zink, and Dr. Bruce McGowan.
Several well-familiar names for most people.
Absolutely, and we've got a lot of things happening, but one of the things I wanted to share with you and our friends here in Bartlesville are the fundraising opportunities coming up. Of course, year-end giving is always important.
Absolutely. And I would ask people to start that planning process now.
It's not too early.
Talk to your tax advisor or at mm-hmm. least your checkbook and see what's going on.
Absolutely. And it's something, you know, that people can think about naming scholarships if they'd like to have a named scholarship. We have some people in town who want to do that. And that's a really neat opportunity for students to receive a scholarship from a family.
And typically when you name a scholarship, you can set certain criteria for it. You want it to go for, I don't care, human resources or law enforcement or medical or some particular purpose if you choose to.
Absolutely. And in Bartlesville, one of the cool things about RSU Bartlesville are the degree options.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you mentioned them. And right now, the really popular degrees are software development. You know, we were talking about technology before before you flipped the on switch. But we've got applied technology, accounting degrees, human resources, multimedia, and computer network administration. And those are just a few. Those are the really popular degrees. We've got nursing program here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. But yeah, someone could name a scholarship if they wanted to restrict it. They could if they wanted to make it unrestricted and give to operating funds. They can do that too. But yeah, year-end giving is right around the corner.
And again, amount doesn't matter. If you don't have to say, well, I don't have the funds to name a scholarship that would continue year after year. Well, that's okay. $100, you know, $50, $500, it adds up.
It does. And when you pool your resources like that with other individuals who are just like you, I mean, that really does add up. And that's a good way to look at it. And with the matching gift possibilities with employers now, what I like to say is it doubles the philanthropy dollars. You know, philanthropy is possible at any level.
It really is.
You know, whether it's a monthly giving club or matching it with an employer, it's possible.
I had not really thought too much about that monthly giving club, but that really does make it affordable for someone. You can set, okay, for the year, I'm going to give this amount, but I'm going to break it up in 12 installments.
Exactly. And, you know, when you think about the impact, you know, that's the way I like to look at it. The impact of my gift is making a difference for a student. Mm-hmm. You know, the neat thing about RSU, and I know Dr. Rice was on your Community Connections a few weeks ago, but one of the things we really strive for at RSU, and that includes our Bartlesville campus, is keeping tuition costs low and helping students not take out student loans if they can keep from doing that. And that's where the scholarships come into play.
You know, scholarships and grants were out there long before student loans became, I'll say, popular. They've always been there. But people, you know, always, I'll say, not always, but usually could qualify for some form of grant or a scholarship. And yes, they're still out there, but it seems as though there's more students that are looking for money.
Absolutely. And, you know, Audit Rosati is here with me today. He is one of our international students. We have several international students, but he is resident here in Bartlesville. And one of the stories that he tells me, you know, this happens to not just Audit, but other students as well. Mm-hmm. When they have to commute to the Claremore campus for some of their classes, sometimes that puts a pinch on their pocketbook as well.
Sure.
So there's a possibility of underwriting opportunities like that for students. You know, just thinking outside the box, how could my dollars impact and help a student? Well, if they have to drive to the Claremore campus, you know, putting gas in their tank is one of those ways. So that's a way to think outside the box and impacting a student with a gift.
What a great idea. First of all, thanks for coming in, and I want to make sure I audit Rosati. Did I pronounce it properly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming in. We talked just a little bit before we went on the air. Excuse me. And you told me the story as far as how you landed at RSU.
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I was a junior in high school, and my mother, who is a research engineer for ConocoPhillips, got the news that, hey, we're moving to Bartlesville for about 2 years, according to our contract. So I moved here, and, you know, junior year high school, senior year comes along, and I start my research on colleges that are around the area. I looked into OSU, OU, TU, and then RSU. And I start taking concurrent classes with RSU my senior year, and I thought to myself, well, this is a pretty great value and flexibility in hours when it comes to classes. So I continued on and applied for RSU, and here I am today.
You mentioned the word convenient, so that was at least one of the factors that influenced your choice for RSU?
Mm-hmm. It's close to home. It's, you know, the community is very welcoming, very friendly, and that really puts into my consideration which school to choose.
Well, again, I would just the other things that I think could have influenced your choice, and I wanted to get the answer from you, not Charlie's words in your mouth. But did class size, did class selection enter into it too?
Oh, definitely. Like class size is very, it feels very personal because the class sizes are pretty smaller compared to the other schools. Even for basic level classes like composition, it's still around 30 people, and that's pretty small for a college class.
I have taken classes at both large institutions and small, and at least from my point of view, I actually got to know the instructor and get to know the professor at the small
college.
Exactly,
yeah. It feels really nice being able to, you know, interact one-to-one very easily with your instructors almost on a daily basis with those smaller class sizes, so...
It does make a difference. The atmosphere on the campus, which is a little bit more of a vertical campus than a horizontal campus. Mm-hmm. But does the atmosphere when you visited the college, like anybody else would visit the college, what did you walk away from first impressions from RSU?
It is a little smaller, but at the same time, it is the good thing as well. Like, you get to know everybody pretty personally, pretty quick, because the community is a little smaller. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's very friendly, very welcoming, very supportive of you around here.
So. Colleges are also set up to challenge a student to say we want you to earn a degree, but there's a certain amount of achievement that you need to meet. Do you feel you're being challenged and being meeting those goals?
Most definitely. The curriculum is very, I would say, competitive. Like, I'm currently on my last leg of my bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And so far it has been, I feel everything that they taught me would be very useful in the real world. So
you told me before we went on the air that you're looking for an internship, and so the student doesn't have to ask. I'll say if you are offering internships for a student, and as Audit is looking for an internship, get a hold of Angie or get a hold of Audit, and we'll see if we can put two people together. Your degree emphasis, what's your major?
My major's a business administration and with emphasis on human resources. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently looking for an internship in the human resource field. So
okay, well, we'll hopefully there's some human resource professionals listening, or family members or acquaintances, friends, enemies of human resources people that might be able to get you in a job. At this point in time, I'm sure your options are wide open, but best goal, what would you like to be doing, let's say 5-7 years from now?
Well, from that internship opportunity, if I actually found a full-time job here in the States, then I'm actually considering of staying here and continuing maybe around the Oklahoma area, if not just in general of the United States area, because it really has felt like home after 5 years staying here.
Angie's over here nodding her head, and it's nice to have the student confirm what you would like to be hearing, right?
You know, and getting to know Audit has been a joy for me. He is so articulate. He thinks outside of the box. He would be a great human resource person for any organization. And so, yeah, getting to know the students has been a real treat for me. And Audit is one of our scholarship recipients. So the scholarship breakfast that we hold every March is one of the ways we use that venue annually. It's one of the ways we raise funds for scholarships for students in Bartlesville so that all of the money raised at that event stays in Bartlesville. You know, students who graduate from Dewey or Oshelada, Ramona, Bartlesville High School, all of those surrounding communities, they get to benefit from the money raised at our scholarship breakfast.
Yeah, and that is, first of all, it's a fun event. If you haven't been to the scholarship breakfast, it's more than just here's the meal and here's the speaker and thank you for your contribution.
It is, and this year it's our 10-year anniversary, so we're making it very celebratory. We're bringing back some of the scholarship recipients from early years. Where are they now? One of the students is completing his medical degree at a university in Kansas, and he's coming back to share how receiving a scholarship impacted him. I can't say who, but we do have a celebrity guest coming. I'll save that for another show, Charlie, and come back and share who that is. But we're making it very celebratory, and I'm reaching out to sponsors now, you know, businesses and organizations who would like to be part of this experience. I'm reaching out to them now and crafting a sponsorship package that meets their marketing budgets.
And that's so important, I think, as far as the marketing budget of a business. And when a business finds a way, a method, a path of getting their name out and of being associated with something that they support, it just works all the way around.
For sure. You know, I talked to an alum yesterday who's working for one of the accounting firms here in Bartlesville, Stotts Archambault Muggenberg, and he received his degree as an accountant. He's working there. So lots of opportunities. You know, I did the numbers once just to see how many alums are living and working in Bartlesville, and there are hundreds, you know, hundreds still living and working in Bartlesville. They're everywhere. And it's an amazing opportunity for businesses and organizations, not just for the workforce, but also a way to give back to the community and help students complete degrees.
And I'm sure some of those students went to the campus when it was over on Adams Road.
Absolutely. You know, back in the 80s, and Mike Bailey is one of those, Brian Lawrence. You know, back then we only had the junior college option. And yeah, I count them in the numbers too, so they're part of us.
How do you get tickets for the breakfast?
Well, there's no cost to attend, Charlie. We will take donations at the event, but the best way to do it is to register on our website. It's really easy to get there. It's www.rsu.edu/BSB for Bartlesville Scholarship Breakfast.
And how many international students are attending the Bartlesville campus? Do you have a number on that, Audit?
It's just me for now. But we actually have
part of an elite group.
Yeah. But we actually have like an organization that I'm actually attending their first meeting in Claremore. It's called the Association of International Students. And yeah, it's a part of that group of people that Angie mentioned earlier that we went to the Capitol and everything.
I'm glad that you are the representative from that group locally. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'll just shamelessly promote Audit's looking for an internship, so get a hold of Angie or the folks at RSU, and if you have a HR opening that will fill his need, I think it sounds like a good partnership.
He would make a great one, Charlie.
Okay. If somebody's just interested in classes, RSU, or you're as easy as heading to the web, right? rsu.edu.
Edu. There it is.
Thank you very much. It is a scholarship breakfast coming up, and we've been talking this morning with Audit Rosati and with Angie Thompson on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 57 degrees. News on the way next from CBS. We'll take local and area news in just 4 minutes. What does your homeowner's insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote at 918-336-5460.